Hello and welcome back to McLaren Performance for an episode today where I want to talk about Manchester United versus Brighton and give my thoughts on the result. So I went to the game. It's the first time I've been to Old Trafford since I think I was 3 years old, and I have no memory at all of what Old Trafford is like, what Manchester United is like. It was such a long time ago. I actually have a picture. I might show it on here now, a picture of me when I was 3 years old when I think we won the league or the Champions League. I'm not quite sure. Me on the pitch when I'm 3 years old, which is it's a really good picture to have, but I have no memory of it whatsoever. Even if I did, going to Old Trafford was so different and so strange to what I imagine I probably experienced when I was 3 years old. Yeah, I can't say it was the best way to return. Losing 2-1 to Brighton, definitely a good result, but it is an interesting one and something I took a lot from watching the game and being where I was, having that perspective on it, and I just wanted to share some of that in this episode today. What's so interesting, you know, even before, after the game, there's so much noise around Manchester United and what is going on. I mean, when I just went to the stadium, I got caught in the middle of a Glazers protest trying to get to where I was sitting, and there's just so many people and such a drama, so much going on really around the outside of Manchester United, more so the outside of what's happening on the pitch even, more than what is happening on it. And yeah, even after the result, all the talk around Manchester United, so much around owners, so much around signing players. What's Ronaldo doing? How is Ten Hag dealing with him doing certain things that really a lot of players have done, and it's not that big a deal. There's just so much going on. It really overcomplicates the situation more so than it already is. And my perspective on it is that I don't think it's so complicated. The reality of football, and it's always the case with every team in life even, it's just what is on the pitch, what is happening on the pitch, and especially the psychological foundations underneath that. They lead to a performance, they lead to an inconsistent performance, they lead to a consistent performance as well. If there is to be any progress on Manchester United, and I think I can imagine people working at the club and the players themselves understand this, is about simplifying the process and really focusing on what is going on the pitch. I think how I'm going to approach talking about this game is the same way I'm probably going to approach talking about every game that I do end up talking about on this podcast. Is I'm going to look at it from the perspective of a sports psychologist, the way that I work with other teams, and whatever team it is, Manchester United or whatever, I'm going to talk about that team as if I am talking to them and what I would advise to them, to the players, to whoever, you know, pretty much what I do in my job, and try and speculate and advise in some way on all these different teams. For one, like I say, I think there's such a overcomplicated scenario around what is going on, when in reality it's quite a simple situation, really a simple problem within Manchester United and what is happening at the moment. Really, there are players on that pitch who can play better than what they are already. I think that is a foundation that you need to understand from the off. There's so much talk about bringing in players and doing this and doing that. There's 11 players on the pitch. They can play better than what they are at the moment. Because for one, and I think my first point, and a lot of people have mentioned it, is that there really is a contrast between the two teams. You look at Brighton. I think Graham Potter has been there now for probably maybe 4 or 3 seasons, I'm not quite sure. But you can really see a solid structure, a way in which they play, a solid team that knows, each player really knows exactly what their job is the entire time. And they can also shift and adapt to changing circumstances in the game. And they can do that cohesively, knowing and understanding each other and adapting to it. And that is a contrast to Manchester United, who are really in the start of a process where they are learning to play with each other. I think Maguire said it, and he's quite right. He hasn't played that often with Martinez, and they will get better playing with each other, understanding each other's movements, communicating with each other. There is patience needed, really, for them working together. It's kind of similar to what I talked about when Chelsea and Arsenal play each other in pre-season. There's quite a contrast there with Arsenal having really developed with each other. Players that have played alongside each other and are educated in how each other work, and contrast that to Chelsea, who were trying a different formation at the time, trying different things, having new players, also not really having a system that they developed over so many years. And it's a similar contrast in that game also. And this is, I think, something that's quite true and everyone knows, really, is that Manchester United players, that starting 11, is a stronger team than that Brighton starting 11. So when I hear people talking about the need to sign players, I think there is an aspect where you can talk about the Manchester United players, and I think Ten Hag said it also, there's more performance in them. They are better than what they actually look like. I think there's so much psychologically that's happening within that team that you're not seeing exactly how good they are and how good they can be. And my second point is that there is this difference between pre-season and the season actually starting and actually playing in that league. A lot of people and a lot of talk around how important pre-season is and does it reflect the actual performance going forward in the season. I think it does to a certain extent. I think what Manchester United have proven in pre-season is that those players that he has now can play a Ten Hag style of football and they can also get results doing it. But that doesn't necessarily translate over into a high-pressure situation like playing at Old Trafford against a good team at the start of the season. It's one thing learning something new with no pressure at all, where the results don't matter, and then trying to apply that new thing to a situation where there's so much pressure and the results do matter, and especially the mistakes matter also. When you're learning something new, and I talk about it in psychology, it's a transition. We say there's two parts of the brain, system one and system two. And system one is the quick, the instinctive kind of thinking, and system two is the slow, it's the logical, it takes a lot of time, it's the overthinking part of the brain. When you're learning to do something, when you're learning to play under Ten Hag and learn his style of football, what you're doing is transitioning that from overthinking it, trying to think about what you're doing and what you're changing, transitioning that into a point where it becomes instinctive for that player to do. What I can tell from that game is that that is not yet instinctive. A lot of people saying that the team kind of resorted back to playing as they were under Ollie, and what that really looks like to me is that a team is resorting back to playing instinctive like they did before, kind of falling back into the old habits that they were really reliant on, instead of having that confidence to fall back on a new way of playing and not taking that risk. Because if you take that risk, you might concede, you might lose, you might let down the fans, you know, the drama starts again. So it's a difficult transition to make. It's a transition where you've got to get to the players to believe so much in what you're talking about that they fall instinctively into playing that way. And what I mean by that is that it takes time and repetition and practice and over. The hope going into the game was, can they carry on the learning that they have done and take that into a high-pressure situation? I think I said that on the last episode also. And what is happening is the learning process is still carrying on over into the start of the season and will still take some time to adapt to. And that's all right, really. I think that's understandable. I'm not really being that highly critical. I don't think I'm really being that highly critical of Manchester United at all. I think they are in the middle of a process. I don't think any fan really is that negative about the players themselves and the process that is going on. I think it really is understandable and it is going to take time. What matters is this is the start of the process where you have to prioritise these learning moments more so than the actual result. And although that's a shame and that's hard to take as a fan watching and as anyone really losing games, there needs to be these mistakes and these hard times to overcome to get to that point where you actually play well and play like these top teams. But for me also, I think you can see that they can play this way of playing. They can play well under Ten Hag with the team that is already on the pitch. I think you saw that from the start of the second half. They were playing front foot, attacking, really going for it, showing confidence. The problem is it took conceding two goals and a half-time team talk for the team to refresh and be able to do that. And that's one main problem as a sports psychologist I look at. I want a team to be able to react and bounce back quicker from setbacks and learn from what is going on the pitch. Because for one, yet there's a contrast between the two teams in which they are in different processes at the moment, learning what they're doing, and Manchester United are behind in that. There's a difference between that pre-season and the actual season. There's a difference in confidence, the difference in understanding what you're doing and being instinctive in one game and then being instinctive and comfortable in another high-pressure situation. But the third thing and the main thing for me, one thing that really needs to be focused on, is that lack of confidence. And from what I can see, a team that and players that are very focused on getting the result. I think there's no doubt now. I think we know that there's desire within the players. I think they do really want to perform. And I kind of saw that really when watching the game. But there's that real focus on winning and scoring and performing, that when that doesn't happen, when you concede a goal, everything just deflates and crumbles. One thing I always look out for in games, and it's when I do my work as well, is when a team concedes a goal. It's not about always keeping a clean sheet, never stumbling, never failing, never having that setback. It's about having that setback and seeing what the reaction is to it. And you could see the body language of the players when conceding that goal. It's not a, I'm not bothered. I think they are bothered. I think they really do care. I think it's more a deflation of falling back into what we were before, which isn't a realistic perspective to have. For me, it looks like the players are looking to results for reassurance of their performance and what they're doing under Ten Hag, the changes that they are making. And I think it's all backwards in that sense. It's mentality to reality, not reality to mentality. So it's not the external and allowing that to change how you think about the situation. It's maintaining a consistent mentality, a consistent thought and cognition to then maintain consistent action, to then change your external, to then provide consistent results. So for me to change these circumstances, it's about how you react to setback. It's about how you react to conceding that goal. It's about how you react to missing that shot. And you can see in the body language, for me, when I see that, I think that's not the right way to react to it. I think when people are trying to improve, they think, right, we've got to do everything right. We've got to make sure we don't make these mistakes. But the reality to improvement is you have to make those mistakes and then you have to look at them and say, why did that happen? And the quicker you can do that, the quicker then you can improve. It's about embracing and having acceptance of the complications that are happening and then finding a path forward out of it instead of having a resistance to it, a kind of rejection to it, and not really addressing it at all. So I always talk about the process of winning. So the foundation of that being the culture, the environment of the people, that leading then to the mentality, that leading to the action, and then that leading to the result. And what I advise players, what I advise teams, is a focus on those bottom three things. It is a focus on the process, on what you are doing, on what your job is, on what your relationship is with the people around you. How are you communicating with the people around you? And ultimately your actions, what are your performances? What are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? And that is everything. That is the substance behind a result. And a focus on that leads to consistency, because regardless of what happens in the external, regardless of what happens around you, making mistakes, conceding goals, not finishing chances, you still maintain a focus on the process. You still develop, you still learn, and you still get better. But what I see sometimes in players and teams, anyone that's really in a tough situation, it's a focus on the result to get that win, to then think, oh, we're back where we belong. But a focus on the result means that when you do concede, when these things do happen, like I said, everything crumbles because there is not that foundation to build on. It's hollow. Any success, say Manchester United have now, will ultimately be hollow because those processes are not yet in place. It's hard to say, but it's not so important what happens now, more so the work that is being done now for the more consistent results that could be gained in the future. So if I were to advise Manchester United as a team, as players, it would be to react better to setback. It's something I advise quite a lot, actually. It's something I think is quite common. You need to be able to react to these situations better. Can you concede a goal and then ultimately, instinctively, your thought to be, what do we do right? What do we do wrong? What do we need to fix now? What do we need to change? What do we need to do on the pitch? Not to panic, not to be overly critical of yourself, of the team, whatever, it's very, very simple to make a mistake, concede a goal, miss a shot, and go, right, what do I need to fix? Not to suddenly lose that confidence that you should really have as Manchester United players. And I say it, and Dad said it, you're good players. There's good players there. You just need to understand that and have confidence in that and not fear failure so much, but more so realise the potential that is there at the moment to actually achieve things. There's so much of those players' perspective on the situation that is affecting their performances and the result. Because like we said, 11v11, Manchester United players are better players than Brighton. The difference really is a lot, I think, psychological, especially when Brighton, they do look so confident. They have those foundations in place, though, to have that confidence. And Manchester United, as we all understand, we all know, really, have to build those foundations. And yeah, that's it, really. I know there's a lot of doom and gloom around Manchester United and what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But I think that is a real simple solution, and really the main one that came out to me. I think it's possible for them to concede and quickly come back into the game, know what they need to do, play with that intensity, which they can do, instead of being hesitant to make decisions and do things because of the possible failure or the mistakes that might happen. But other than that, that is the end of the episode. Thank you for watching and listening. Let me know what your thoughts are on the Man United Brighton game. They were just my thoughts from my perspective and what I saw. I'm sure a lot of other people have different opinions to me, and I would like to hear them. So if you could comment or anything, that would be good. Support the channel like you always do. If you're listening, make sure you give a review, 5 stars, hopefully. That'd be nice on Spotify, on Apple, on Google. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for watching and listening, and I will see you again on Wednesday.